Distorted View Daily proudly presents Cheryl Murkowski reading another Craigslist personal ad.
Sling action Pacific whites. Super horned up to put my sling up and display my swollen man cunt for a top dude with a massive rod. 5'9", 180 pound, hairy chest, shaved head, wasom, deep, hungry, raw fuckhole. BB only. Want you to split my hole wide open. Really get that fucker gaping. And then drop a creamy nut load deep inside. All ages welcome to take a crack at it, but you gotta be sportin'. Greater than 8 inch of cork. Only X-Picks get a reply.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's down, it's blowing up with hot piss!
Boy, I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is tragic.
Oh, get over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got fucking my tummy.
With you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday program right here on Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Yesterday on the program, someone reminded me of my Michelle Duggar video. I can't believe I forgot about this thing. But apparently, in breaking Duggar news, she wants to have another kid, even though the last few tried to kill her, I think. I mean, hasn't she had complications? I know she lost a few of the babies, but she's just, you know, unstoppable. She wants to add to her collection. And during her last pregnancy, I posted a video telling Michelle Duggar to knock it off with these kids. God's telling you to stop with all these miscarriages. Well, 56,000 people saw the video, and 56,000 people apparently hate my guts. The video was not met with a warm reception. You can check it out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. Here's just a few comments from the last week or so. Sick in the head. Go see a therapist, because it's desperately needed. I truly hope you're not a father, especially not to a little girl. Biting my tongue, what comes around goes around. Why do you care how many she has? Upset because her ratings are way above yours? Well, first of all, she's on television and I'm not. But yes, to answer your question, I'm very jealous. I'm jealous of her ratings, not jealous of her life. What a miserable fucking existence. To think of yourself only as a vessel for pumping out disgusting, slimy, blood and placenta-covered meat wads that you then have to care for the next 18-plus years. An emotional and financial drain that will never cease. Fucking succubuses coming out of your bacon hole. All right, but you know what? One thing that I've noticed, though, in the last few months, the tide seems to be turning, and I'm getting more and more supportive comments on my YouTube page. One person they felt sorry for me. Oh, Tim, I'm sorry for your frustration. Jagu. Okay, that was a listener of the program. You're freaking awesome, Timmy Boo. Jagu, another listener. Dead babies make me horny. Uh-huh. Another one says, you, sir, are the voice of reason raging against popular monotony. Notice how the negative comments have more spelling and grammar mistakes. People know in their bones that this bitch they're defending is fucking crazy. Their fingers betray them. Nobody in their right mind would spawn 19 quote-unquote cunt turds, one of my favorite terms, and lament one miscarriage online for the whole world to see. Yeah, she posted a video. The whole thing that set me off was she posted a video to her dead child, like an open letter, which is fine, I guess, but why do you have to post it online for the world to see? You know? Fucking attention whore. I'm an attention whore, but I'm upfront with it. Also, she was going to name her baby Shalom Jubilee. With shit like that, you're just inviting me to make fun of you. All right, so there you go. If you want to read more comments, just go to our YouTube page. Speaking of comments, I got to say thanks to you people who have been leaving me ratings and reviews on iTunes. It's very important we get those. And I wanted to single out one person and give them a prize. Someone wrote me a very nice review talking about how he hopes I recover nicely in the prolapse ward, and I, you know, don't let AIDS beat me and all this other shit. Unfortunately, iTunes pulled that comment. I was going to read it on yesterday's show. I didn't get around to it. Couldn't find it today. So other people have been commenting in the last few days. They've been listening since 2005. Tim Henson has turned smut and gross humor into a real career. Been listening since it started in 2004. It's still great after all these years. So I want to do this. If you will rate us and review us, I'm not going to tell you what to rate us, but I hope it's a 5-star rating. I will pick someone out and pick a few people out and give them Bristol 7 t-shirts this week. And if the guy who wrote the prolapse ward comment emails me, I'll send you a t-shirt as well. Just give me your size, your t-shirt size. So, yes, I'm bribing you for ratings and reviews. This is what it's come to. You should do it anyways, but, you know, I'll pick out a few that I like. You know, the one that makes me laugh the most will get a t-shirt. How about that? We've got, 519 reviews, which seems like a lot, but then compared to other top podcasts, it sucks, and that makes me angry with you. You guys have to love and be devoted to me more than other listeners are devoted to their favorite podcast. Does that make sense? Thank you. All right, speaking of prolapses, oh God, this is a relatively new fetish, right? I mean, within the last 5 or 6 years, prolapses have really blown up, so to speak. They've exploded onto the scene, and someone set up the website Prolapse Party. Sounds like fun, right? Sounds like a party I'd want to go to. A prolapse party? No, of course not. Sounds disgusting. Whatever. But if you're into prolapses, I could see why you'd be attracted to that name. All right, so this woman set up prolapseparty.com. I guess they're celebrating some anniversary of their website, and she's blowing out her asshole and her pussy to celebrate.
With my prolapse, pumping my pussy up as big as I can, and thinking about the last year since we launched prolapseparty.com. It's been an amazing, fun time.
How can she say that with her ass hanging out? Not just her ass, but her ass naturally hangs out. That meaty, maroon-colored ass sock. I don't know what, guts. I don't know what you want to call it, coming out of her asshole. But then her pussy, I don't think, naturally comes out because she's got some sort of suction device, you know, vacuuming out the insides of her pussy.
I take this pump off and see. It's been on it for about an hour now.
Oh. You take the pump off.
Oh,
oh my God! When she pulls the pump off, the inside of her pussy, which is now outside, looks like a Jello mold, and it sort of shakes and stuff. This is crazy. Let me play that again.
I'm thinking about the last year since we launched prolapseparty.com. It's been an amazing, fun time. I'm going to take this pump off and see. It's been on it for about an hour now. I love doing this.
Oh,
God. I love all that meat and how big my clit gets. God, look at that. Feels like it's somebody else's body.
Are any of my listeners into prolapsed assholes or pussies? Please email me and explain what you do. And when you suck on a prolapsed ass, what does it taste like? I can't imagine it tastes good because it's the inside of your asshole. For years, the only thing coming out of it has been slimy shit. It's got to have some smells and tastes that have been soaked in.
Rubbing all that meat against my prolapse. So I was thinking about, you know, I used to think I was the only woman in the world that was able to pump my prolapse in and out, and I'd come from it, and I love being sucked on, but I didn't realize that any woman in the world can prolapse. They just gotta know.
I wonder if she has prolapse exercise videos.
They're doing.
Like, teach women how to prolapse, how to maximize their prolapse.
So I was on X.
You know, like 8-minute abs. It'd be great if she had a video called, you know, 8-minute laps.
During this
world. For the busy woman who wants to blow out her pussy cunt.
And that was just, I was just infatuated with her. Her name's Dirty Garden Girl. She's up in Canada. She had the biggest prolapse I'd ever seen. I would just dream about putting my mouth on her. Oh. So she and I became friends by talking on Skype. We'd show each other our prolapses, and finally we decided to meet. So I went up to Canada. And we got to the hotel, literally, we had just met for the first time. I'm going to share with you some of the stuff that happened in the last year. So we got there,
God.
And the first thing
she's running some B-roll of while she's talking. There's footage running of their encounter, and I must say, this woman was not blowing smoke up our prolapsed assholes. She really does have a huge prolapsed ass.
Did, of course, was have a
very meaty. It looks like guts coming out.
Prolapsed just out and stretched apart. I couldn't wait to get my mouth just on her. Look at that juicy prolapse. I got my tongue down the center. So she and I had just insane time. And, you know, we were just doing it for fun. It was just for our own copy. But she was friends with Jason, with that incredible artist producer from Evil Angel. So Jason
Angel
invites us to come to L.A., and he wants to just shoot us. He had never seen such crazy shit ever. So Dirty Garden Girl and I ended up going to Jason's house, and he shot us for two days just fucking the hell out of each other. Their prolapse is mad.
Remember I played that video a while ago of the women rubbing their ass prolapses together? Both of them have their asses prolapsed, and they're just rubbing it. I don't know, they're trying to start a fire or something, but that's what it looks like it's going on. That's the same woman we're talking about here.
Together, and just, it was insane. So at the end of 2 days, he gave us all the copy, and we were all great friends. And he was telling me about when he goes to Russia and shoots these just nasty European porn stars, and he invited me to go to St. Petersburg. So a couple of weeks after Dirty Garden Girl and I were at his house, I end up going to Russia. Here I am with Isabella and Hot Kinky Joe, just insane what they can do. And the three of us are pushing our prolapses together. Here's Isabella just sucking on the two of us together.
This goes on for 12 minutes, but I'm fascinated.
As nasty as it could be, I actually got my prolapse inside Hot Kinky Joe's gape. So look at that. She's just stretching open and I'm fucking her with my prolapse.
Is there a Guinness Book world record for the largest prolapse?
Just squirting all over each other.
Oh.
It was absolutely fucking insane.
Oh, it's so gross. There are there are juices all over the place. Like, this woman's like squirting out pussy juice onto another woman's gaping asshole.
So came back,
prolapsed ass.
Back to Los Angeles and hadn't even thought about making a site yet. Of course, everybody's telling us make a site. So Dirty Garden Girl and I set up the first prolapse party. And of course,
I gotta stop there. Congratulations, prolapse party, for turning a year old. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, prolapse party. You would not believe how much time I waste in a day doing stupid stuff like this. I've got to line up every single fart in the right spot in the happy birthday song. All right, this is why you pay me the big bucks. All right, moving on now. I know we are not supposed to use cotton swabs to clean out our ears, but how the fuck else are you going to get all that goddamn disgusting yellow brown earwax out of your ears? I've talked to people. I'm like, what are you... Because it says right on the box, don't use in your ears. Don't stick this shit in your ear. Doctors say don't stick it in your ear. But what else are Q-tips for? They're sold in the, the health and beauty section at the Walmart. Where else are people sticking those things? There's earwax candles that you can, like, you drip wax into your ear. But that seems ridiculous. Someone told me to pour vinegar in your ear hole. Because it'll dry out whatever's going on inside. Like, if there's wax, it'll dry it out. It'll just come out all flaky. That seems like a lot of work. I just use Q-tips. And you know what? I'm fine. Because I'm not a moron. I'm not jamming it in my ear hole as far as it'll go. As long as you're not a fucktard, you should be okay. Well, there's a new product out there, as seen on TV. It's called the Wax Vac. Yes! Instead of shoving a Q-tip in your ear, how about forcibly sucking out all of the earwax with an industrial vacuum. Sounds promising.
We all know we shouldn't use cotton swabs to clean or dry our ears. They even warn us, but we do it anyway. Ah! Stop.
Oh, that guy went too far. He's an idiot.
Warn us, but we do it anyway. Ah! Stop. There's a better way. Introducing WaxVac, the safe and effective way to clean and dry your ears. WaxVac will help your whole family feel better and keep their...
How can that suck out earwax? It's got to be a pretty powerful suction because earwax is like sticking, you know, it's stuck, it's, you know, it's gross. It's stuck to the inside of your, you know, in your ear.
Ears healthier. Here's how it works. Unlike cotton swabs.
It's not like a piece of dust or something that you, you know, you just suck up.
Which push dirt and harmful wax further into your ear and can puncture your eardrum. Ouch! Wax Vac gently draws dirt particles and moisture out of your ear rather than pushing it in. There's nothing else like it. Wax Vac is quiet. Listen.
You know what's the grossest part? It's got to be dumping out the Wax Vac once it's full. Full of disgusting earwax and hair and whatever else is going on in there.
Safe. Its unique safety guard prevents it from going too deep like an ear thermometer. And effective. See how gently it vacs water and dirt, leaving your ears...
Yeah, but is there... I mean, do people really have a lot of water in their ear?
Clean.
What are you guys
dry.
Doing?
And just empty it out when you're done.
Oh.
Doctors everywhere warn against using cotton swabs to clean your ears.
Don't use a cotton swab in your ear because it can cause significant damage.
Huh?
No one likes water in their ears. Don't pound your head.
Water's not the problem. You know, I can see how this little vacuum would suck up the water. But hard earwax, I think that's going to be a little harder. Why don't you guys just take like a blow dryer, like a hair dryer, turn it on the hottest setting, point it at your ear, and melt the wax from the inside. Then maybe the Wax Vac could help.
I love it.
What a great idea. Wax Vac just makes sense. Hmm.
Stop using other ear cleaners that don't work. And stop using cotton swabs that can damage your ears.
Ow!
Call.
That guy never learns. He keeps jamming that Q-tip in his ear hole.
And order the Wax Vac now for only $10.
But wait! What do you think the extra special gift is going to be? Do you think they're going to double your offer? No, they couldn't possibly do that.
Wax Vac comes with 8 soft, color-coded silicone tips for every member of the family. And this handy cleaning brush free. It even has this powerful examining light. But wait, there's more. Call now and we'll double the offer.
Holy
you
shit!
You get 2 Wax Vacs complete with 16 color-coded tips and 2 cleaning brushes for only $10.
Oh, no, they didn't!
Just pay additional processing. Wax Vac is the gentle...
This is a real game changer. All right, so there you go. The Wax Vac. Finally, before we get into the news today, here is an on-the-street reporter interviewing a man who turns out to be crazy.
What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name.
If you respond to the question, what's your name, with anything other than your name, then you're crazy. This guy's stumbling. Well, what's your name? Oh, okay, yeah, my name. My name is... No, you just say your name. She should have ended the interview right there. This is Journalism 101.
What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So what? is the church and state supposed to be separate?
By the way, this video was supposed to be about fashion. I think there's some sort of fashion week going on.
I'm confused because I never went to school. Right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that,
making a cross,
right, you have a cross, 2 sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross, and they went like this by not smiling at me.
He's upset because people aren't friendly with him. Don't worry, it gets crazier as we
go
on.
You understand, and you can't kill a person with no body.
Oh, he said he's a nobody, and you can't kill someone who does not have a body.
So, why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out. And I'm going to wear my sunglasses at night. You know why? Because women show their tits,
whoa,
have short skirts, and then they feel violated when I look at them. Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird.
The first sane thing he said. Also... what's your name? That's all I wanted to know. We're 2 minutes into this interview. I still don't have an answer to the first question.
I'm from Humberside. I'm sorry if I made a fool of Humberside, but all those people who called me a sleepwalker, I woke up. Now I'm going back to sleep.
You know, at the end of the interview, he rips off his shirt in true drug addict fashion.
Talk to the Pope. He knows everything.
Oh.
I had it. I'm gonna die. How can you die when you're dead?
How can you die when you don't have a body? You're a nobody. This guy's contradicting himself.
Oh, wait a second. I'm gonna be crucified, right?
Well, off comes the shirt.
I'm not going to raise my voice.
Too late.
Because I'm committed to the Lord.
Ah, all right, good job. The Lord is happy to have you on his side, I'm sure. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Hey guys, if you like Distorted View Daily, would you please do me a favor? Do yourself a favor, do me a kindness. Sign up for the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Help ensure DV goes on for a long, long time. When you become a member, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. As a matter of fact, this past Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there were sideshow exclusive content. Sign up right now, catch it all. It's very inexpensive, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. When Hannah Fita was 9 years old, she was flipping through a toy catalog and noticed that there were dolls that resembled her young sister, but none that looked like her. That's because Hannah, who is now 13, has Down syndrome.
My name is Potato!
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 My name is Potato!
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 My name is Potato!
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 My name is Potato!
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 Potato! I'm sorry, that might be a little offensive to the little retards. Welcome to Distorted View Daily. When Hannah Fetta was 9 years old, she was flipping through a toy catalog and noticed that there were no dolls with ginormous water-filled heads. What to do? Well, little Hannah licked the window, tried to see how many Lego bricks she could stick up her nose, and then promptly counted to...
Potato!
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 Potato! That's right. Hannah's mother, Connie, though, got busy on designing a Down syndrome dolly. She was unhappy with the options already available on the market, feeling they weren't adequate reflections. She decided to create a doll for children like Hannah to play with. As the mom of six kids, I was used to juggling. Feta, or Feta, whatever it said. She called the project Dolls for Downs. As she explains, her mission is to represent children with disabilities in an honest, favorable light and give kids with disabilities a friend for life. With the help of sculptor Karen Scott, occupational therapist, and other parents of children with Down syndrome, Feta was able to create dolls that physically reflect what her daughter and other kids see in the mirror. My favorite thing is the hand. Look at them. They're so cute and pudgy. Well, now that makes it all worth having a retarded baby, doesn't it? Pudgy hand. She can't understand multi-syllable words or comprehend simple mathematics or operate the goddamn microwave on her own, but God, those pudgy hands make it all worth it. It's okay she occasionally shits in the refrigerator. God has really blessed us with those pudgy hands. The mother's hope is that the dolls will provide companionship to their owners, friends as she calls them. You could take a fucking pencil and jab a styrofoam ball, and I'm pretty sure the kid would play with it just as much as she's gonna play with a goddamn doll. Look at my dolly, she's so thin! I named her number two! Alright, where are we at here? Yes, she hopes that the dolls will also teach the kids hand-eye coordination, fine motor skills, and tactile input. Our clothing is easier to get on and has friendlier size snaps and buttons. Kids naturally play, so it's perfect that the toy... What? So it's the perfect toy to practice essential skills like button snaps, ties, and zippers, and also hairbrushing and storytelling, etc., etc. Most importantly, I want Hannah to see a doll with Down syndrome and see something beautiful. Come on, guys, stop it. I know you're laughing over there. The first dolls named Ellie, Nikki, Hannah, Grace, and are available for pre-order. How do you spell that? Are available for pre-order on the Dolls for Downs website. The woman hopes to launch the project on May 1st and plans to start a Kickstarter campaign soon to help raise funds. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Well, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, the story comes from Indian Harbor Beach, Florida. A Brevard County mother was arrested after she called 911 and asked dispatchers to send officers to scare the crap out of her children. According to jail records, Melissa Townsend, 27, was arrested Tuesday after making the call to emergency officials about her kids aged 1 and 3. She wasn't trying to scare a teenage kid who brought home pot or something. These were infants. Here's the 911 call.
I need a police officer because he has a kid.
Excuse me?
I like how she's laughing, too.
I need a police officer because he has a kid.
Excuse me?
They're not listening to me and they need to learn respect.
No, you need to learn how to control your children and be a better mother. That's what needs to happen here.
And they need to learn that people in law enforcement and otherwise are to have authority.
They're 1 year... I mean, come on! They don't even know what police officers are.
And otherwise are to have authority. They need to learn that lesson.
We don't come out and scare kids.
Yeah, the dispatcher told the upset mother that police would not do what she asked. We don't come out and scare kids, she said. Police responded to Townsend's Indian Harbor Beach home and found the mother drunk. Again, she's upset because her kids are not behaving properly. But as a parent, you're not supposed to be drunk in front of your toddler. All right. Police said when they tried to arrest Townsend, she kicked an officer in the groin multiple times. What happened to respecting authority? Townsend was booked into the Brevard County Jail on several charges, including child neglect and battery on a law enforcement officer. Her children are staying with relatives. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, penis snatching is on the rise. Can you guess where? That's right, Africa. Ding, ding, ding. Reports of genital theft have spread like an epidemic across West and Central Africa over the past 2 decades, in tandem with what appears to be a general resurgence of witchcraft. Isn't that crazy? You know, we're learning so much, and we're advancing, and, you know, science. I don't know. But for some reason, in Africa, they're going backwards. The resurgence in witchcraft. Come on, Africa, get with the program. Someone buy that continent a computer or something. Get them wired to the net. Not because they could read scientific research or be linked up to academic institutions, but because there's a lot of porn on the internet. It'll distract them. I guarantee you they won't be thinking about witchcraft for a long, long time. Anthropologists have explained this rise as a response to an increasingly mystifying and capricious global economy. Am I reading this right? Africans believe in witchcraft again because of the iPad. It is a magical device, don't get me wrong, but it's not literally magical. Or do they mean, like, mystifying, as in Africans are mystified why no one wants to buy shit from Africa? I do not understand why we are left out of the global economy. We've got so many wicker baskets here and stuff made from clay. There are 7 billion people on this planet. Everyone needs at least one good clay pot. Come on. All right, where are we at here? Genital theft is neither new nor confined to Africa. Similar panics afflicted Central Europe in the 15th and 16th century. Yes, centuries ago. And in 1967, an outbreak of Koro, the belief that the penis is retracting into the body, overwhelmed hospitals in Singapore. In Africa today, scholars who study penis snatching... Jesus Christ, what a field to get into. I'm professor of penis snatching at the University of Africa. Yes, in Africa today, scholars who study penis snatching understand it mainly as an urban phenomenon, an extreme expression of the anxieties that pervade a city when villagers become urbanites en masse, living among throngs of unfamiliar people. And by the way, blacks, you're welcome. We got you out of that hellhole. It was rough for a couple of years. I understand that. I apologize for that. I had nothing to do with it. But honestly, let's stop thinking about it as you were enslaved by the white man. And let's start thinking about it as you were paying us back for being nice and bringing you over here. I mean, you try to book a cruise now, it's expensive. Could you imagine how much it cost back in the 1700s? I mean, the technology sucked. The boats were smaller. These were not luxury cruise lines. And, you know, it was dangerous. You could die. So, yeah, we asked you to work off your debt. There are no freebies in life. Could you imagine if those people who are here now were still in Africa? Think about it, black people. My 12 black listeners, you'd be eating little fucking dried out mud pies, dying of diarrhea. You got it pretty good now. One of you is even the president of the United States. See, everything worked out okay. In the end, things are looking pretty rosy for you, blacks. All right, so what are we talking about here? Oh, yeah, penis snatching. Penis snatching, according to villagers, is a means of supplying an illicit and lucrative trade in organs. The stolen organs are sold to occult healers for use in ceremonies, or else they are quickly fenced back to victims of penis snatching for a price. That's just wrong. Holding your cock for ransom. The real money was to be made in Europe, though. One man who had spent some time living in Cameroon said he had heard of a woman there who was nabbed by airport security while trying to smuggle several penises to the continent inside a baguette. It's pretty creative. I'll give her that. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, again, if you want to hear your voice on Distorted View Daily, just call our voicemail line, 206-666-4463, and I will play your message like I'm about to do with this person.
Hey, Tim, Hippie Freak here. So I'm calling a little bit late, but in response to Rat Girl's calling out of Dr. Barry Bad Touch and your call for calls against other callers or listeners of DV.
Voicemail Wars! I'm looking for an intro, by the way. If anyone wants to create a little jingle or a little stinger for Voicemail Wars, I'm looking for a voice like that. Voicemail Wars! And then, like, lightning bolts or thunder or something.
But that's not my style. I don't like to hate on other listeners of DV, but I will respond to Rat Girl in saying that when Dr. Barry Bad Touch freelance pediatric gynecologist calls in, I laugh every time.
Well, there you go. Listen to that. Someone in support of Dr. Barry Bad Touch.
It's hilarious to me.
And Hippie Chick also wants everyone to know that she hates Rat Girl. Thinks she's a dirty fucking slut.
Maybe because I'm...
Rat Girl, would you like to respond to these allegations?
Hi. Who knows? Either way, I love you, Tim.
All right,
love
thank you.
Dr. Barry Bad Touch and Rat Girl.
Oh, right. Oh. Don't be nice to Rat Girl. I know what you said about her. I heard. I think I called her Hippie Chick. It's Hippie Freak.
Hey, dang it. My brother went on a cruise before, and he said it's like all you can eat, you know, shrimp, lobster, crab.
Yeah, it's a paradise, I hear.
Prime rib, everything you can imagine. So he gained like 25 pounds, him and his wife went on it. But I've heard that like gay people that don't know the rules about like other countries or like other continents will like cruise to like let's say Jamaica, I think. And if you're gay and you get caught kissing and you're in Jamaica, you get fucking arrested for that shit and you like get sentenced to prison time.
Good.
So if you're gay, stay the fuck off a boat.
Yeah, really.
Besides, you know, elderly people and the retards, that's the demographic of boating. No fucking young person wants to go on a fucking boat, sit there and stare at the...
There are gay cruises, though, and that's just like, you know, a ginormous floating case of super AIDS. Just AIDS floating around in the water. Like, really, I'm assuming that's what goes on. I've never been on a gay cruise, but I'm guessing there's a lot of single gay guys just hooking up left and right. That whole fucking cruise liner must reek of KY jelly and, like, ass or something. I don't know. Whatever chlamydia smells like. Moving on now.
How dare you have a sex dream about your sister? Them's my dream.
Oh.
My dream.
All right, your
sister.
You can have her. I swear.
Hey, Tim. It's Haley's Comet calling up. You were talking about Samsung phones. I have a Samsung phone. It is the most unstable, unreliable, crash-prone piece of garbage I have ever owned.
Ooh.
It is almost as bad as the time I installed Windows Millennium Edition.
Ooh.
I hate Samsung. I will never buy another Samsung product as long as I live because of the shoddy support I received for this piece of garbage phone. When I finally have the money to replace this worthless piece of garbage, I will smash it with a hammer, back it over with my car, burn the pieces, and then scatter the ashes on a pedophile's grave.
If you like Android, you should check out the new HTC phone. It seems like it's built very nicely. It's the HTC One, I think.
Hey, Tim. Nitro Micro Clash Internet here.
Who?
And, you know, I was thinking, you know, after I had heard your last or most recent insensitive reenactment, it made me realize that the Flash animation that someone did about the stupid-ass chicks on the train track, well, got me interested into Distorted View. So if you could somehow get another animator to make an animation of something, Throwing up underground to get popular or something.
Yeah, is anyone good with, like, flash animation or just animation in general? Get in touch with me. I'll pay you a little bit of money. Not much, but I'll pay a little bit.
Hey, Jim, it's Gun Steve Dave here. I'm in contract.
Oh, I shouldn't have to pay. Lazy Boy did it for free. Why do I have to pay for everything now? This is ridiculous.
Hey, Jim, it's Gun Steve Dave here. I'm contract adolescent proctologist. If there's any caller I hate, it's Walt Flanagan. Because he uses the name of one of my friends, and it just bothers me. But other than that, I love all the callers. I hope no one hates me.
I don't think anyone hates Get 'Em Steve Dave. The very lovable individual.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Tricky from Western Australia. I'm driving. It's pissing down with rain, and I think I might be hydroplaning. Hey, just curious, you're talking about the idiots stuck on the cruise line and all the shit.
Yeah.
And I just got thinking, and it's a serious, genuine question. Have you done much traveling? Where have you been? Favorite places? All that sort of stuff.
I have not done a much of traveling. I mean, you know, I enjoy sitting in my little hole of an office and recording my show. I've been to Florida. I've been to Florida a couple times. I've been to Texas, California, Canada, but I haven't really been overseas anywhere. I would like to go overseas at some point. Maybe I'll do a Distorted View meetup, a European meetup at some point. That might be kind of fun. But no, I don't travel too much. That is all. Thank you for the call, by the way. Very interesting. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-4463.
My name is Potato.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. If I like your comment, I might just send you off a T-shirt. Also, sign up for the Sideshow. Become a member. Get all sorts of great exclusive content. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll do it all over again on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
Battlegrounds and the battle for the White House from two of our favorite analysts, Roland Martin. Well, I don't know, I'm gonna go favorite there. CNN political analyst and Obama supporter.
You know you love me, Kira.
Elise Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist and CNN political contributor, is always on time. Sorry, Leslie.